Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
Once again, it's on, man. It is hard to earn. Your boy Torre is here. Bizzo!
What up? What up?
It's been a minute since we've been in the building.
Man. Well, this building.
This building. This particular building.
We was in other buildings.
Right. Tons of buildings.
SOBs.
Yeah.
You know, all the things, man. It was a good hip-hop 50 week, man.
Listen, that Lauryn Hill album is so fucking magnificent, bro. It's clearly we said it all during the episode, but...
All of it. We clearly love Zion.
That's incredible.
We clearly love X Factor.
That is an incredible body of work,
man. I mean, amazing, man. It was
an incredible body
of work. And salute to you, to us... for doing that show in front of all these women,
right.
And not getting canceled. And
walking out of there. Yeah,
walked out unscathed,
yeah, right?
Yeah.
But
not bigger than that.
Well, this depends on what you, depending on how you left it.
Walk out of there.
Depending on what you did with your time. But the hard to earn effect is in full effect.
Oh, yeah.
Because since our dynamic episode in Love Fest and selling the venue out.
If you ain't inspired, you got to retire.
Now you see Lauren want to come out. She's like, oh, let me sell a building out too. If they could sell a building out off my album, imagine what I could do.
Listen, how she turned Praz and Wycliffe into the Pips, though. That's crazy.
When were they not?
Bruh, the Pips. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, Lauryn Hill tour. That should be dope.
Absolutely.
And of course, the album is incredible. We got another album on deck today.
Yeah, man. We stepping into the newer generation, man.
Yeah,
I think the kids might appreciate this episode a little more.
You know, as I was listening to the album, because I'm one of those guys, and I would say you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of had that duality of we live in the underground world.
Yeah.
We live in a mainstream world.
Young OGs.
We can appreciate. What Drake is doing.
We also can rock with what the kids are doing.
Right.
And then we can get busy with the WBLS crew. You know what I'm saying?
if necessary. I was at the Force tour, right? I went to see the OGs, but I still went to Drake and 21.
Todd shirts.
You know what I'm saying?
Todd shirts a little wild, bro.
We're not finna do that.
Okay, all right.
We're not finna do that.
I'm already in trouble enough with Todd.
I do want to talk about your shirt. Talk to me about the shirt before we get into the episode.
Oh, it's fire, isn't it?
Yes.
Calm, yeah, man. Calm, bruv. It's calm. This is... Top Boy. One of my favorite shows right now. I don't know if you already finished it.
Nope.
Oh, could you start it?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, I thought I was late. Well, anyway, I mean, if you are a fan of The Wire, I mean, any Dope Boy stuff, you know what I'm saying, that you loved, this is basically the UK version of that, man. London is so fire. Drake is the executive producer, so I thought it'd be cool. I never wore a shirt before, so I thought it'd be the perfect day to bring it out.
That's nice. I see what you did. Because I didn't know, because I've never watched it.
You never watched Top Boy.
So did you start the UK version or did you just start from the Netflix when Drake got involved?
I started with Netflix. This was like 2019 and then went back.
Okay. And then you went back and checked the original.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into it. I hear a lot of people talking about it. Yeah, I haven't had the time. I wanted you to talk about your shirt because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was tied into Story Ave or what. But I want to commend you on Story Ave.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Story
on that,
Ave,
man.
My first feature film that I co-wrote will be.
I gotta look into the camera.
It'll be in theaters. It was October 6th. It got moved up, so now it's September 29th, which is crazy because we're gonna be out of town at the time.
They got movie theaters there.
Oh, we can go.
That would be ill.
Yeah, I'd be kind of ill to go.
Go to movies and watch.
I'm kind of tired of seeing it, but I would love to hear what you think about it.
About
I know you don't care. We should bring a couple people out there. You know what I'm
That'd
saying?
Be
but yeah, we should do it. That's a great idea.
It just dawned on me. Wow. September 22nd, My album, right, September 22nd.
Here we go.
Today? Yeah, September 22nd.
Oh, we got a big, wait, are we dropping the same week, son? Oh, we dropping the same week? Oh, and then we're doing the thing in the same week? Oh, come on.
I mean, this is hard to earn. Holy shit.
Man, you can't make this up. You can't. When the universe is universing, you gotta just play. You gotta just play along.
Midnight Run, Torre and Marco Polo. Our first project in 14 years. My first project in 5 years. Crazy. Very excited just to get that out the door so that I can really, really get back to the shit.
Y'all saw how I was campaigning for this dude to come out with an album pretty much for the last 2 years, right? You know? So I feel like Lauren right now.
It's a big old effect. Let's get into, so Drake has a line on this album. Let me get to pulling it up because I thought it would be a perfect way.
Nothing was this. Did we announce the album?
No, we did. That's
what we're talking about.
Drake says, just give it time. We'll see who's still around a decade from now. A decade later, we are here.
And a lot of nothing was the same. And a lot of cats that was popping in 2013 are not relevant right now.
Drake is literally on a sold out arena tour right now. He has a date tonight.
There's also a lot of writers, journalists, songwriters who are relevant in 2013.
Oh, you talking.
But
oh, you acting up.
It's hard to earn.
It's
hard. Hey, oh, man.
I drink to that,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Let's go.
This is not a paid sponsorship. We're just doing this.
We don't have no idea what we're drinking, but it's good.
It's actually De Leon, which could be foreshadowing.
Hey, look.
But yeah, man, Drake, you know, talked about this on this album. There was a line on this album. We'll see who's still here 10 years from now. Yeah. A decade later, we get a chance to sit here and talk about Drake's third project, Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
Take it away.
I love it. I mean, you talk about foreshadowing, right? And I mean, again, I'm, you know, historian like a lot of journalists, right? But you know, watching T.I., you know, tell people in 2000, like, he's the king of the South, and people laughing at him, scoffing at him, like, who is this little kid talking about da-da-da-da, right? You know,
he was a tiny man.
He was a tiny man. Put some weight on, right?
He put his weight on.
Yeah, 2000 T.I. was thin. But then, you know, even Hov, right, telling you he's king of New York before the crown was really given to him, like, you got to believe in yourself. Ain't nobody going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself, man. And, you know, just got to make sure you got the proof in the pudding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 10 years ago, Drake was coming for the number one spot. You know, today, a lot of people say he has the number one spot. You know what I mean?
I'm excited about this record. We've never done a Drake album before.
Never. It's fitting. It's fitting.
Tuscan Leather.
Ooh, that's a cologne.
Right.
Right?
That's Tom Ford cologne? Yes, that's a Tom Ford cologne.
Okay. I didn't know this at the time. So that's why when the song came out, I didn't know this at the time.
Right. Neither did I.
You live and you learn, B.
You live and you learn.
Tom Ford's a good brand.
Big facts. How much time is this nigga spending on the intro?
Yo, that's the crazy part, right? Because it's like...
That's kind of like us right now, too.
Son, how much time?
How much time did we just spend on that intro? Sons,
man, we got release dates. Listen. I mean, three verses, bro. It's
three beat flips, three
songs in one. Right, I mean, honestly, right. You know what I'm saying? But like, he just comes up. I mean, this is after Take Care, right? Mm-hmm. Third album, after Take Care, and he's letting you know, like, I am here. You know, it's Kanye and Jay are still there.
Yeah, for sure.
They're still there at the time, right? Kanye's still the man. I think it's around the Yeezus time, right?
Okay, we can look at that.
Yeah, so he's slipping a little bit. He sees that, he smells, you know, he senses blood in the water.
Drake definitely, he's one of those guys.
Oh, all day.
He's a shark.
He's a killer.
He's a
110%.
Shark. Yeah, he smell blood in the water. He said, it's my turn.
Absolutely.
I'm ready. And Drake, pardon the cut your wisdom, Drake does not back away from that smoke.
Oh, he gets tough
with those guys.
I mean, his beef rep gets built within these 10 years.
Right. That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Craziness, man.
I remember, you know, as we go back on lyrics, we said, "This man, you'll never hear a reply for it."
He also said Jay advised him not to say anything. He's like, nah, like, I actually like the smoke. It's this album, though, man. Like, this is absolutely one of my favorite Drake albums because he doesn't have, like, that definitive body of work, you know, which everybody's well aware of. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have that, you know, that Reasonable Doubt, you know, he doesn't have that blueprint. Mm-hmm. This is probably his most cohesive body of work. And what I love about this album the most is the fact that his collaboration with 40, these songs don't sound like anything else at the time. Mm-hmm. And even listening to it today, 10 years later, A lot of this stuff just sounds like Drake songs.
That's a fact.
Like him and 40.
That's a big Fendi fact.
Him and 40 established their sound.
Yep.
Which is how you take it to the next level. Like, yeah, y'all could do that. We over here with it.
This is when you have that moment. I'm glad you brought that up, right? When you have a timeless thing that no one else has done before you, mm-hmm. and if anyone does it after you, it'll always be forever linked to you. Right. This is how you really stamp your flag right. in the game, right? We talk about the Timbo sound and how it changed radio. We talk about how the Neptune sound changed mm-hmm. radio. Drake and 40 changed the sound of music. 100%. A lot of other artists can't say 100%. That. Kanye did, you know, but a lot of other artists can't say that they changed the sound of music. Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
For as great as Hov is, we can't say that there's a definitive Jay-Z sound that changed what people were doing.
The closest would be Just Blazing Kanye.
Right.
Like
right.
his soul sample.
The soul sample.
You could say
right.
he's a part of that, but
yeah.
like,
but it's not. Yeah, producer. It's yeah. not his. It's not something that you naturally stamp on him and say this is his thing. Yeah. So that in itself is incredible. Yeah. And also, not everybody could...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Make those sparse ass,
yeah.
aquatic, underwater, filtered. You need like, bars. You gotta bar
you need
it.
Bars and melodies.
You gotta bar it up. And Drake got those.
A plethora. A plethora.
He said, this ain't something for the radio, but they'll play it though.
Yep.
Because it's that New Jersey Drake. That's just the way it go. When you get to that point.
Made man.
It's like, this don't got to be a single.
Nah, bro. They going to play my album.
We're going to play Drake on the radio because he's earned that respect. Yeah. I love that because that's like classy shit talking. You know what I mean?
That's status.
Yeah, that's status.
That's status. I'm immune to the rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm immune to the rules.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, man, I mean, this is a hell of a set off. I mean, again, go back to 40's production. I mean, like, just taking it. I mean, just playing with a. You playing with a Whitney Houston?
Just playing with a
Whitney Houston classic?
With a Whitney vocal. Just toy with
a
it.
A Whitney bomb? Just playing with it?
Like, why you spare Whitney? Just spare Whitney up?
Chipmunk Whitney Houston?
You put Alvin on Whitney?
Yeah, man. But, and I love how, like you said, we talked about it's damn near three songs in one. Mm-hmm. But every fucking song
gets right?
better actually.
Yeah, he goes.
The
he
song
goes.
Is better. Like the last beat is my favorite beat.
And he go crazy.
And the last verse is my and favorite verse. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
that works against him later in the album, but we'll get
okay.
there.
Okay.
We'll get
okay.
there.
Okay.
Tuscan Leather, talk to me.
Numbers. Big Nine, man.
Big Nine?
Big Nine.
I gave it a Big Ninth as well.
Yeah.
Gave it a Big Ninth
big
as
nine,
well.
Big Nine, man. I just set the bar for niggas. Niggas fall under it like a limbo. Like, I mean, okay. Yeah, so guy, many bars, man.
That guy's been rapping.
Yeah,
he's been rapping. Furthest Thing, second joint. 40 and Jake
Shit,
One.
Man.
Shout to my brother Jake One. Shout to that whole Seattle.
I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
The again 40 again. Start with there. Mm-hmm. The key manipulation. Fucking bananas, man.
Crazy.
The hook is perfect. I'm not sure. Is he even rapping? Like, this is the... He's floating on this shit. It's like a sing-songy, melodic thing, whatever. Lines in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he comes back with, like, a stupid verse at
and
the end.
Like, B-flip.
Goes nuts.
Like, a whole different song. So that's the part that was
yeah, man.
Perplexing to me somewhat. What? It's like, yo, this is two records. Like, why are you showing yourself It's two records. Give it a, put a space in between it. Make it track three.
Drake love clearly loves three songs.
Right.
You can make these. You can make these two songs.
Yeah, they're two different songs.
Just one more verse. Two you got two songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keys and strings evoke emotion. Mm-hmm. So like you know, I know mood music was a Joe Budden's thing, but that's really what Drake does. Mm-hmm. Drake has taken mood music and made it like a global thing. You know. But yeah, again, like the manipulation of it all, man. Like he's able to be. He's able to be, it's almost like confessional, right? Like he raps this way, where it's almost like he's pouring his heart out, or he's confessing, right? But at the same time, he's confessing about shit that niggas would dream was in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that part. You know what I'm saying? That part. Yo, the name dropping, or this, when he gets to that, look at you. Disgusting. Look at you being angry.
Yo, disgusting.
I'm shooting really high. Woo. I'm shooting high on a lot of this album.
Okay.
I'm shooting high. I might call audibles. Okay. I might have to call some audibles.
I might have two. I might need your help.
I might have to call some audibles.
Would you give it though? We finished. We pretty breaking it down though.
I gave it a 9.
I gave it a 9 also.
Gave it
a
9 too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was actually contemplating a 9.5.
Were you?
I was contemplating because I'm looking at the flaws, and I'm like, okay, but see, what Aubrey does best, like, but those like. 3 a.m. in Dallas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Over My Dead Body.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? God. Are you picking up what I'm dropping? All right. Okay. Exactly. So, like, you know, we got to judge these artists according to their.
We judge Drake on
to
Drake.
Their so, his 10. Right.
His 10.
This is a 9.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And even as I'm listening to the rest of the album and having to compare it to the rest of this body of work, right? It gets tricky.
It gets tricky. But this, I will say, this is one of my favorite songs on the album, hands down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is one of my favorite. It's crazy that I think one of my favorite and most played songs on the album, I actually rated lower than others.
Oh, well, I can't wait till we get to that.
That's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Okay. But let's get into started from the bottom.
Okay. Big tune.
Big Drake tune. Museum? Yeah. Tough, right? But that's tough, right?
I think you have to.
It's a huge single. It's a huge single. But Drake has he's had so many chambers and has so many moments and has so many sounds. You can easily kind of started from the bottom.
His catalog is just crazy.
It's ridiculous.
That's why I'm saying you can't have Drake. Drake can never do a verse. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, nah. He can do a verse with himself.
That part.
But Started From the Bottom also is part of the lexicon. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it's even bigger than the song of it. Yeah. It's a feeling. It's an emotion.
No, I think that's up there with what's the name? The phone song.
Hotline Bling.
I think that's up there with that. Hotline Bling is definitely Museum.
Yo, Drake, I mean, if we really think about it, Drake could fill a few museums. But Started From the Bottom also was like a whole mantra and movement, right? Yeah. Remember before the album came, it was billboards everywhere. Started From the Bottom.
It's just a really smart song, man.
Even if you think about the music video, right? That iconic him rapping next to the white drop top Bentley with the snowflakes in his hair. It's just all of that shit is... He's really good at making moments, bro.
He's great at
making audio moments, visual moments. Yeah, man. Started from the bottom.
Also, because he's been criticized for having writing help, from biting off people. I've never seen a chameleon like this in a rap game.
Never.
I mean, like,
never.
You can go and
he can adapt anything. Bro,
he can rap side by side with a UK artist with a UK flow.
They killed that, by the way.
Murdered. Look at
that.
What
the game?
I mean, that wasn't the first time he did that. Like, right. you seen him. Yeah. He's done his shit on wax also.
For sure,
like,
for sure.
Not wax, but you know what I mean. Like, he's done his shit on record. Like, that's crazy. Well. Does Afrobeats well. Drake does dancehall well.
He's the only artist that excels in every space he dabbles in.
Every space.
When has he adapted a sound or a genre or a flow and he's not excelled in it, bro?
I can't
remember a time.
Yeah, the funny thing is, his bread and butter was supposed to be like the fact that he could sing, right, and rap. Mm-hmm. His weakest is actually his R&B records. His weakest records are his R&B records.
Well, there's one on this album that I absolutely love.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Absolutely love.
We will get to that.
You got anything? Shout out to Mike Zombie, Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Tri-State area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just again, I think it's a very smart record. And if in the and the sophistication of the beat. The beat knocks so hard you can kind of get lost in the sophistication of it.
Sophistication of
it. But no, but listen, because it takes elements of like different regions. Like it sounds like Oakland, right? It also like it sounds like the South, but then that's East, super East Coast, old school. Like the percussion got a rope chain on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Celebrate hip hop.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like
the drums hit hard as fuck.
The drums is the beat, but it's like it's no one thing. That's what makes Drake's shit so singular. Like he takes a lot of stuff, borrows stuff and stuff, but he takes it and makes it his own.
So even the beat is a chameleon.
Even a beat is it's a fruit punch, man.
It's a fruit punch.
Fruit punch, man.
Started from the bottom. What'd you rate it?
8.5
8.5
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
tell me why.
Because a brilliant song, again, beat is great, hook is perfect. But again, Drake, like he made a single. He knew this was going to be a hit record, mm-hmm. and he played with it. You know what I'm saying? He played with it enough where he's not really saying much on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I get it. You know what I mean? You don't have to be like deep on it, but like it's not even like as clever as he, not even near as clever as he normally is. That's he's fair. Just saying shit on the record.
That's fair.
The record is already so made out. It's already a hit. He could, you know, sneeze on this shit and it's going to still be a hit.
Right.
And I think he realized that. So kind of like mailed it in a little bit lyrically. So 8.5
I wouldn't say he mailed it in lyrically, but yeah, it's not
mailed as, it in maybe a little.
Yeah, it's not yeah. lyrically as
he just went lighter. He went lighter.
He went lighter. Yeah, he went yeah, lighter. Yeah. And even in the delivery, right? Yeah. Like it's not bar. It's not chock full of performance. It's very
more chanty. Yeah,
yeah, it's chanty.
It's
right?
for the performance. For the stadium.
For the performance.
Yeah,
but yeah. I had to give points for that.
Okay.
Because when you get a. Sometimes you could overproduce a record. All sometimes day. You could over-rap on a record. You could overperform a record. You could over-sing a record. I think Drake did a brilliant job at knowing exactly what this already huge record or huge sound mm-hmm. needed.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a really, like you said earlier, smart. It's a really fucking smart record. Yeah. When I'm in the crib and I got my chain on, I just stop in the mirrors. I wear every single chain, even where I've been out. Like, and the video is smart, and the moments in it, it's not a perfect record, but I went high. I gave it 9.5
Ooh, wow, big.
Yeah, big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Almost perfect to you.
It's just...
I'm not mad at that.
It's a ginormous record. It's a record that can't be ignored. It's a ginormous record.
It's undeniable.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. Big shout out to Mike Zombie and everybody on this joint. Wu-Tang Forever.
Mm.
Take it away.
Yeah, I hate that this song... is a Wu-Tang song. It's so light in the ass, man. There's nothing Wu-Tang about this song. Yeah.
Except that they get publishing on it.
Yeah, there's nothing
which Wu-Tang is great. Yeah, we love that.
Man. I'm like, it just annoys the shit out of me, man. Like, I don't...
So let me ask you this question before you go on. Did Drake do himself a disservice naming this record Wu-Tang Forever?
Yeah, I did. Because, I mean, if you're going to pay homage to the fucking legends, to the OGs, you gotta fucking impress them.
It's supposed to be a hard
one. Raekwon is not banging this song.
He's not impressed. He was gonna be on the remix though.
He wasn't. You was gonna get that check. Because he's a smart businessman, but he wasn't. He's not banging Wu-Tang Is Forever. I don't think Inspector Deck is banging Wu-Tang Is Forever.
Yeah, Deck probably not playing.
So I mean, if the dudes you're giving a tribute to are not banging this record, I think it's kind of a failure in that regard. You know, forget Wu-Tang, right? That's number one. Furthermore.
Never forget Wu-Tang.
Forget Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is for the kids. Right. You know what I'm saying? How do you hear this beat and go, oh, I'm going to make this Wu-Tang in forever? I don't get that. There's nothing, again, like it's, and again, I like the beat. That's the funny thing. Mm-hmm. I like the beat more than I like Drake's performance on this. And Drake's rapping. Okay. That's the great. Drake's always rapping. It's just like, it feels like a divorce, man. Like the beat's doing this. I like it.
Like a divorce.
Yo, the beat's doing that. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Drake's rapping, of course. But it's like, it doesn't really mesh together.
It never
comes together, man.
I don't know if naming this Wu-Tang Forever was a super troll, but I think that it did more harm than good. Because if you do not add the expectation
mm-hmm.
of what the word and the name Wu-Tang brings,
yeah.
it's a whole different feel for this record.
It should just be It's Yours.
Yeah, or man. Call anything else.
Anything.
Call else. That shit leather fitted hat. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, leather snapback.
Tuscan leather fitted hat.
Yeah, call that shit whatever. But don't call it Wu-Tang Forever. I have notes. Okay. I said, is it a relationship song? Or is it because he talks relationship shit, but then he goes into like more straightforward bars, even starting with the Raekwon verse. The direction of the song is confusion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what are we even listening to? You know what I'm saying?
It's all over the place, yeah, bro.
That's what I had in my notes, man.
You take the Triumph Raekwon verse and like,
right,
cool, but like, because you sing it, it's your,
right. It doesn't go with the shit that you were singing prior to that.
It's yours. That sounded like it was a double entendre, right? Like the game is his, the chick is his. What they got to do with Wu-Tang, man? Like,
what they got to do with Wu-Tang?
What does you and your business with her got to do with
right, right? Or is it yours? Like, are you devoting yourself to this woman and saying it's yours?
Right, exactly. All of that, but I mean, that should have been the song, though.
So where do we get to Machine Gun Rap for all my niggas in the back? What is that part?
It's a train? Like, what are they waiting for?
Yo, I gave it an 8.5. We gotta go. We gotta go, man.
I gave it a 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5?
Yeah, I gave it a 7.5.
Low rating.
Yeah, man.
Low rating.
Yeah.
Own it. So transition-wise, I love how Wu-Tang Forever goes into Own It with him still on that It's Yours. Uh-huh. Now, this record makes a whole lot more sense.
Uh-huh.
This record makes a whole lot more sense. It's Drake back in his R&B bag. Smooth joint. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what kind of notes I got here. It's Detail in 40. I really enjoy Detail's contribution to this album, even though people say his contribution to the planet is terrible.
Wow.
I worked with Detail on some records.
Okay.
He is a genius.
Really?
He's brilliant.
Okay. I thought he was brilliant. I mean,
he's brilliant.
Okay.
He is a musical genius.
Really?
And also, a lot of the things that people have accused him of, I could see.
Oh, shit.
I could see that possibly being reality. Yeah. I've never been in a situation with him.
Thank goodness.
But I could see that. I could see that maybe if some of the things that I'm hearing about him could possibly maybe have happened.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not speculate.
But anyway, what happens in the studio.
He's a musical genius, though.
By far. All right. He's really amazing in the studio.
Okay.
Niggas talk more than bitches these days. Whew.
That's terrible.
And 10 years later, and still.
I hate when the gods, it sound like the broads.
Yo, and still, I hate when the gods get to acting like the broads.
You know what I mean? Like,
Talk to me about Own It. What you got?
This is my least favorite song on the album.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not like the song. I know it's the transition, but like, the funny thing is, Wu-Tang and Forever and Own It is the reason why this album is not considered Drake's definitive album.
Mm.
These are, to me, the black eyes of this album.
Okay.
This song is... I mean, the best part of this song is 40 in Detail. Drake, that straight R&B, the performance, the singing performance is not it.
Nah, you didn't like it.
Not it. Just way too soft for me, man. Just way fucking too soft for me. And it's an R&B song, and it's just not performed well.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to see if I got any other notes on it. I didn't rate it really high. I gave it 8.5 as well.
That's a really good song, man.
That's, yeah, I'm
you gave this
probably,
an 8.5.
I probably give it an eight on some Audible.
Okay.
Would you gave it lower? I know because you gave the last song a 7.5.
It's a 7.
There's a 7 for
it's
you.
It's a 7.
It's an 8 for me.
Yeah.
It's an 8 for me.
Yeah, this is not a good song.
Worse.
This is a good song.
This is a good song.
It's a good song, man.
This is a good song.
Angry Drake is interesting, man.
Mm.
Angry Drake is interesting, man. And he's talking that shit, right?
He's going crazy on this one.
He's going crazy on it, right? And I mean, clearly, you know, he's all of that, you know, him being bullied or made fun of, you know, all those sweater jokes.
Hold my phone.
I gotta get at him.
Oh,
I gotta
man.
Get at him. Yeah. Need both hands free. I get it.
Need both hands free.
Both hands free to
you
get
never
at him.
Know, yeah,
you never know what's got, what. Right. But as much fun as Drake sounds on the song, and as much fun as he sounds like he's having on the song, it's definitely a stadium record performance song. The MVP's 40, man. This beat is dumb.
Beat yourself.
And you gotta listen to this shit too, but he's getting his Timbaland on with this shit.
It's actually DJ Dahi.
Oh, 40
didn't produce? Yeah, who did Worst Behavior.
The whole shit?
Yeah.
I always thought 40 overproduced everything. Okay.
I think he might have worked on it, but I think it's...
Those keys sound like 40.
That DJ Dahi is... You know, I mean, he gets busy too, though.
Bruh. But this is very Timbaland-esque, man. You hear the shit that's in it, though?
Yeah.
The shit they just throw at you, bro?
You almost miss it because Drake is just going so crazy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because he's so wild on it, man. But you got to like, nah, bro. The way they spin that shit back. The sound effects. The fucking bass line. I'm like, oh,
it's
my special. Goodness, man.
It's deceiving in that if you just appreciate it on the surface, yeah. it's like you said, it's a stadium record, right? It's big, it's a big performance, it's high energy, it's loud, you can shout. It has those hook moment, hold up, right. hold my phone. But he is going on this motherfucker.
He's blacking.
And then that last verse where he said it with the mace, with the mace balls.
Yeah,
he's...
Come on, that's a whole other flow.
That's a whole other...
Come on, man. That's a whole other flow right there. See what I'm saying? If you're going to take a mace bar, a couple of mace bars, you got to make mace impressed.
For sure.
Mace was like, okay.
I like the light skin guy. From Canada? That was good.
That's West Wing guy, right?
But he showed love to Prodigy. Okay. He's obviously shown homage to Wu-Tang on Wu-Tang Forever. Yep. And now we get Mace, right? Yeah, because Drake, for anything that you have to say about him, is a student of this shit.
Absolutely.
And
110%.
And not only is he a student, but he has gone to the head of the class because he didn't slack in his studies. He's a student and shit, yo. He give you dead prez lines in there that you might not know if you're not ahead. He give you Ghostface, Five and a Half and Boys Asses Off the Hook. Mad people didn't even know that was Ghost Bars, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so Drake studies this shit.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fan of the greats.
Not just studies, though, but he also has impeccable taste to know what to borrow,
what to reuse,
and what to leave on the side. You know what I mean?
Finish talking your shit, because I want to pull up the Prodigy line, especially because P is gone.
It's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set. Tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could beat Serena when she playing with her left.
He's talking crazy.
What? Son?
I don't believe that, by the way.
Well, no, that's double entendre.
Right. It's triple.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What's triple?
Well, what you got? What's your double?
Double is saying he's basically up right now. He's set. Set, right? Set, I'm with my whole set, my gang, blah, blah, blah. Right. Tennis matches. And he said I could beat Serena. Mm-hmm. He popped Serena.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I could beat Serena. Mm-hmm. Also could beat Serena. Yeah.
Also, gross and net. We talking monetarily, right?
For sure.
But also the tennis net.
Well, the gross is double entendre anyway because it's gross.
Because it's gross and gross.
Right, exactly. Right. It's disgusting.
But then also just the net too, right? The net worth or the net what you gross net, what you bring in.
Talk to him.
Plus the tennis net because it's all related.
It's all related.
Get him out of the studio. Stop him. Make him leave.
Stop. Tennis all matches right. at the
it
crib.
Was keep it thorough line. He did keep it thorough.
What did he say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Spitty here from DGB, a.k.a. Dirty Glove Bastards, Off the Porch Podcast. Now, if you're a fan of artist interviews, then make sure to check out and subscribe to Off the Porch, a show that interviews everybody from the dopest up-and-coming artists, your favorite OGs and legends, street comedians, directors, and other influential people from the culture. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Heavy airplay all day with no chorus. I keep it thorough, nigga. Shit, you know what I'm saying? That's in there. That's obviously
that. Yeah.
Big Prodigy. Keep it thorough. You know what I'm saying? So
great Prodigy
just
song.
To spin the block on him knowing, like you said, him knowing what having the taste to know what to borrow.
Impeccable taste.
Yeah, incredible.
Impeccable taste.
Worst behavior.
Nine.
Tory gave it a 9.5.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Tory Carr gave it 9.5.
He blacked out on that last verse.
Yeah, nah, that last verse is
stupidity.
Why you acting like that, sir?
Stupidity.
Yeah. Oh, that Mordecai shit.
Oh, no. Run down the whole shit.
All right. I wrote it down on my actual notes. Don't ask me why I wrote.
I tell my mama will be mortified. For him to keep going with that.
To keep going.
That was a continuation.
Right.
My mama will be mortified, and then broke it down. Why she'll be mortified? Oh man! And with that,
I suppose he was on his worst behavior.
Son, he was bugging the fuck out, bruh.
It's so much to unpack there. The wordplay is impeccable.
The wordplay,
yeah, nah,
is fucking foolish.
This is why I can't even entertain.
I'm more than high.
I can't entertain.
Mama will be mortified. Morningside.
That long Mordecai.
That long.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm Mordecai. My mama probably. Why would you play on the Jewish name like that, bro? Why would you do that? His Jewish mother.
Bar mitzvah money. Sandy. Remember, bar mitzvah money.
That's what we started. That's what we started. That boy said his house looked like a resort inside. Don't leave that. Because that's part of the rhyme scheme.
Son, we our reside look like a resort inside.
I've been to really nice resorts, bro. You live in nice homes. I've been in amazing homes.
Resort?
Yeah.
Resort is land.
It doesn't look like sandals. It doesn't look like sandals.
Oh man, Delito.
Nah, that guy. But what I was saying was, so for the people that, yo, Drake ain't nice, and I can't even entertain that talk,
shut the fuck up.
I can't even
entertain. Anybody who says Drake is not nice, I stop talking.
I can't have that kind
I'm not,
of talk.
I'm not even having a debate about Drake's like. That's get out of here. You don't know how to. You don't know raps.
You don't know what you don't this know guy's doing.
You don't know raps.
You clearly not.
You just don't know. You can't hear it.
You're clearly not.
It's a dog whistle. I got it.
It's
a dog whistle. You can't hear those bars, bro. It's fine.
This is smart rap to me, bro.
Smart music,
It's smart. It's just smart, man. Drake is not, he is not like we talk about a basketball IQ.
Yeah.
He has a very high music IQ, bro. His music intelligence is very high. Exactly. It's really why he's able to exist in all of these worlds and not be the greatest in them, but have powerful moments in all of these different genres and shit. Like, Drake is just...
He's one of the greatest rappers.
He's crazy. He might be AI. He might be fake. That's hilarious. Drake might be fake, bro.
I mean, you know, we got to talk to G. Roberson. I got to call hip hop.
Right. As we proceed, From Time. Jhené Aiko.
See, this...
I like when you start like that.
Yeah,
I like that. It sounds like you're conflicted.
A little,
okay.
Because this is personal.
Okay.
This song
that always makes it.
This
good.
Song took me back.
Uh huh. Go there.
To 2013.
Okay.
And there are certain songs, man, that really resonated with where I was in my life. You know what I'm saying? Especially in relationships.
Uh huh.
It's one of them songs.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
I was also. This is when I was on my Jhené Aiko shit too.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you be?
I need her music back. Like, I need need her now.
Hate to be this guy, especially as a recording artist myself, but I want that Jhené.
Yeah,
I want that.
I want that.
I want Sailing Souls. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Like, I want Sailing.
I want the worst Jhené. You know what I mean?
Like, I want Toxic Jhené.
Toxic
Jhené is it. She sounds perfect on this song.
She sounds like the most beautiful painting.
She sounds like the most beautiful painting. I What's love it. Up? I mean, but even like even
been
the
a minute
the,
since we kicked it, you've been caught up.
But even the care in which with she sings bitches, it, I'm like, yo, you got me, you got
You're
me,
a star love.
You got me. She says,
"You shouldn't have to deal with that."
She said, she said, "I love me."
Right.
I love me enough for the both of us.
Yo, dog.
I'm out.
For the both? Wait, you gonna take up my?
I'm out.
You gonna pick up the slack?
I'm out. Yo, say. For the both of us?
Yeah, you gonna pick up the slack?
You may not love yourself enough. She loves him more than he loves himself.
I got you. I love you enough for the both of us. That's
also toxic.
Fucking
also toxic, but
yes, but it is beautiful. Also a super bar.
It's a super bar.
Yeah.
Super bar.
Cause that shit right there in itself.
That's up there with Lauren and Reciprocity, man. Like, come on, that's up
this
there.
This is a think piece. Like, you can stop right there and unpack that. That's a 30-40 hour minute conversation. You know what I mean?
But this Jhené part was so beautiful. I wanted the song to kind of stay in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Drake just kept snatching us out of that zone. And he went somewhere else with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah.
This is a great Jhené record moment, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm not mad at it's Drake's song, right?
Yeah, but she
sets it off so beautifully. So and it
comes back, yeah.
And it feels, pause, it feels so good that Drake does somewhat disrupt the flow.
He does.
Not enough to
the
make
flow,
me...
The vibe. Yeah.
Not enough to make me not like the song or anything
love,
like that.
I still love the song a lot.
But there's a... Like, there's a New York State of Mind, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys. There's a version without Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
Where she gets to just do her own thing.
It's plant-based.
It's plant-based. You're an idiot. I'm only referencing that because what does this just Jhené sound like on this? Like, what if we had that version?
An album of this, you said.
No. Just this song.
Oh.
This song.
Oh, yes.
Sans Drake.
Oh, she do that now.
That would be fire.
That would be so.
You know what I'm saying? That and that's the only reason I brought up that other record.
That's so fire.
The plant-based one. This guy's an idiot.
I love Drake's verse though, because it sounds like confessional again. He has the ability to be transparent or even make himself come off as he's being transparent. You never know just how nonfiction these rhymes are, right? But it sounds like Drake gives us more like insight, and he's great. He's better with words than he gives us like similes and metaphors. It's like Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't rap really with metaphors or similes. He just is a master. He's a Tetris writer.
Right.
He just puts words together masterfully, and his pocket is insane. Drake's the same way. It's just a different way. He used more melody than Kendrick, but his ability, his strength is melody and pocket. So, his content is steered more towards making women feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? For so sure. Even with this, like he's talking about like his girl. It sounds like a couples therapy almost, mm-hmm. right? But then he goes over to his father, right? Which is also some transparent shit.
Right.
But then also links the conversation with his father about how he brought up Shorty that he was talking to originally,
right.
And then the father gave advice. I'm just man, that's some sophisticated writing right there.
That's
man.
Very sophisticated.
And
he's
in supreme pocket the whole way as well.
In supreme pocket.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? The brick logo. Yeah, supreme shit.
Yeah.
That third verse where he just goes through all of the, like he immortalizes these women. He makes them famous, right? Mm-hmm. Like Courtney on Petrie was doing bookings as Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree. You know what I'm saying? Like the funniest shit about Drake is that he doesn't care where you are in your present relationship.
No, because she's real.
I don't think that he has any care as to what it's going to do in your house.
Two songs called Paris Morris.
Right, two songs. We'll get to that too, man. It was some shit that I wrote on the paper that I wanted to get into, but it's not as important. Like, he just, you know, Drake is, although he kind of disrupts the song, what he ends up giving us is just is special.
Still special, still special.
Yeah, it's still special work.
Yeah. I gave it 8.5. Work.
8.5. I gave it a 9.
Okay.
Because Janae is a fairy.
I'm not mad at that.
She actually made a song called Pussy Fairy.
See now, when you do shit like that,
dog.
When you come on, man.
See, look, but you was judging
me. Come on, man.
But you was judging me though.
I was judging you because of the fucking groceries.
You
babe.
Was judging me.
I'm not
and
saying.
And I'm judging you because she's a pussy fan.
I'm saying. Listen, man. Listen. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Sam, oh man.
Okay.
Wait. All right. Where we at?
Hold on. We're going home.
Is that where we at?
From time.
Yeah. That's where we at.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Soup. This is a very smart song. I don't. It's interesting, right? Because usually you have like white guys. They try to do, you know, the soul shit, soul R&B shit, and it turns into like Blue Eyed Soul. Drake actually did a Blue Eyed Soul record. Like you could hear George Michael on this record. You know what I'm saying? Like this. I mean, listen to the beat. The beat is super 80s. 80s mm-hmm. classic. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I know this is a big Drake single, but I'm like, yo.
But you don't tell me you don't like this record.
I do like this record. I don't love this record because Drake is singing on it. Okay.
That's
love the lyric again. Fair. It's hard to get around singing. It's hard to get around the vocals when it's your song. Is nobody
it's
else
so hard for him to be alone?
I can relate. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm gonna get killed for this. I know this. I know people love this song. Maybe they, I don't know, but it's hard for me. Like this song would have been. Imagine DeBarge singing this song.
Oh God!
Right. I know that's fair, but like I mean anybody. Like anybody with like great vocals singing this song, because it's such a well written song. Mm-hmm. The beat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take that classic 80s R&B, not even R&B. That's like,
it's pop, really.
It's pop. It's, there you go. It's pop. 80s pop. Take that 80s pop with a little bit of soul. You know, it sounds like Blue Eyed Soul. You throw that in there. All the elements are there. Again, superbly written. I'm sure he wrote this for somebody else and realized it's a smash. I should probably do it myself.
But they passed on it.
Or there was a couple of passes. He's like, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm going to show y'all. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever. But, bro, my man, you make songs, right? You understand vocals. Those background vocals.
So I'm not going to crucify you for the point that you're making, because it's a valid point.
But you're not going to crucify him for those background vocals?
I'm not going to crucify you for the point that you're making, because it's a valid point given to a more skilled singer. This record is even crazier.
It's out of here.
It's even crazier. But this version that we have here,
it's good.
It's a timeless record for me.
Timeless?
It's a timeless record for me.
Oh, wow.
It's a record that in summer 2024, when I'm in the back of my house and mm-hmm. people are over and we might have something on the grill, I'm going to drop this record. It'll be 11 years old at that point. Guess what? We're going to two-step to this bitch. And that's what I think the power in this record lies. It's such a great record that although, and your point is very fair. It's very fair.
Yeah. I'm weighing it technically.
If another singer sang this record, for sure.
Out of here.
It's crazy.
And trust me,
I don't hate what Drake did.
I don't hate it. I get the value of the record. I mean, it's quintessential pop. I mean, I can see the old dude with the fucking sweater tied around his neck driving in his fucking drop top on the coast of Santa Barbara. You know what I'm saying?
Coffee Coast. That's where I'm going to be doing it.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to be.
Okay, well.
That's what I'm finna do.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, Hamptons, wherever you are in the world, like, that's that life. You know what I'm saying? My point is, like, this is like, this is safe, adult, contemporary music.
For sure.
Anybody can play this. You can play this with the kids in the car. Sure. Soccer mom could play this. Sure. Play this at brunch with your girls. You can play this in the backyard. I get it. It's a pop, not a perfect pop song, but it's a high quality pop song. I give him that. But he got away with it.
He got away with it.
So I got to take off points for that.
I'm not going to say devil's advocate because the devil got too many advocates. But to give the other...
Ain't that the truth.
The other side of the coin is, imagine creating or being part of the creation of a record that is so great. You're like, I can't give this away. I want this in my catalog.
That? You think it was like undeniable like that for him?
I think it's an undeniable record.
Has he performed this live?
He has? Yeah. I think it's an undeniable record for sure.
Yeah.
It's a 9.5 for me.
I gave it 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Not a 9?
No.
That record is a fucking statement record, bro. It is a powerful tune.
You know what? I mean, I think.
I'm not trying to sway you.
No. It's not about that. I mean, even today, like, if the song comes on, I think it gets bopped to. I don't think it's one of those, it doesn't get that reaction anymore.
I don't know. I think people are still.
I think Started From the Bottom gets more of a reaction than this.
Started From the Bottom is more turned up. So I guess it depends on what time of the night it is, right? Just Hold On, I'm Going Home for me is just a record that's going to be here for a long time.
You gave it a 9.5?
I gave it 9.5.
Wow.
I only took off points for the vocal.
That's a huge part.
Of course.
You gave a half point for vocals?
Because it's still...
They're bad.
It's produced and written well. They're not the worst vocals that ever left the studio.
Those backgrounds are atrocious. Horrible. Yo, you are so nice, yo. Yo, it's disgusting, man.
I'll go back and forth between this and Take Care, and I think it depends on the day of the week. But these are my two favorite Drake albums. Take Care and...
It's just this and Views for me.
This and Views?
Yeah, Views is way too long, but I mean...
Views got way too many songs.
But they
songs.
Got some shit on it.
Connect. Woof.
Jesus Christ.
You talk about bar work?
Jesus Christ.
It is some quota bulls on here.
Jesus Christ.
This
is top three on this album. For me. This song is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Swang.
And again, we were talking about the top, like, you know, establishing your sound. What the fuck does this song sound like?
Nothing.
Nothing I've ever heard.
It's funny you asked that too, because I was like, is this a Texas vibe? Does this sound like?
No, it is. It's definitely.
Derived, but not like not definitive.
Not definitive tech. No.
Nah.
It's definitely. Swinging, of course.
Yeah,
it's Texas,
yeah. Like that's because that's what I was stuck on, right? No. I was like, but I asked myself that same question. I was like, yo, what does this sound like? What do you play next to this record? Like,
yeah, wait. What does DJ play next?
What do you blend into this record? You got to just start talking.
It's just
hey, yo, make sure you tip your bartender. Like, you got to restart. You know what I mean? You got to restart the mood.
Oh, you can be whatever you can be whatever you want. Even yourself?
Hey, how you turn the rest of this stuff off?
You can be whatever you want. First of all,
don't talk to me like that, bro.
Don't talk to me like that. You don't know me.
Don't talk to me like
that. You don't know me.
That shit was deep, bro.
Wow.
Wow. No, he was dropping bars on his whole shit.
I don't know when the quotable rap started, but there's so many quotables.
No, when it falls apart, I'm always still down. When it falls apart, I'm always still down.
Right.
To pick up a million tiny pieces off the ground. Mm-hmm. Wish you would learn to love people and use things and not the other way around.
It's time to go, fam.
Yo, Aubrey, I'm done with you.
I wish you would learn to love people and not use things and not the other way. So what you're saying is that I'm using people and loving things?
How many people
are
do
you holding a mirror up to who, fam?
The world. That's who he's holding a mirror up to. That might be the bar.
Wow.
Supreme bar, you said earlier. Wow.
You can be whatever you want, even yourself.
That's crazy. Like, what would you say? Like, what takes you to that place to create that bar?
Even the vault afterwards, right? And he's like, I meet you exactly who I am, mm-hmm. and never leave as myself.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy too, bro. Wow.
Second part is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then again, he just, for no reason, decides just give us a verse.
I like that reasoning.
For no reason.
I like that reasoning.
Just because I can rap.
I like that reasoning. Tough record, man. I gave it a 9.
Double 9, bro.
Double 9. Yeah, this is
9mm.
Yeah, double 9mm.
Exceptional record.
Exceptional recording. Now you're talking my language.
This is where Drake was coming at niggas for that number one spot.
Okay.
He's talking to them boys.
Okay.
Talking directly to them boys.
Okay, talk.
Your shit is not that inspiring.
Let me pull up.
I don't know who you talk to.
I'm going to pull some lyrics up.
I don't care what these people are talking about. Your shit is not that. That's what I'm saying.
I listened to it.
And we remember, like, you know, this is 2013. The year before, Yeezus mm-hmm. was a Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's like,
he has no problem taking shots at those guys.
Like, I'm like, I got this. I got both those albums.
He got no problem taking shots at Kendrick. He got no problems taking shots at Big Sean. I don't know why they've been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring.
I don't know why they've been lying.
You just walked in the studio, bro.
I don't know why they.
You just walked in the door.
Take your coat off.
The beat came on.
Take your jacket off.
I didn't even press record
yet.
Water? I don't know how I got this take.
You want some Deli on?
I don't know why they've been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring.
That's your first line.
Out the gate.
Bang! Hold my phone.
Damn. Niggas down playing the money, but that's what they do when the money down.
Yo! Niggas down playing the money.
But that's what they do.
That's what they do when the money's down.
Oh, shit.
If the money's down, you better fucking you better upplay it.
They downplay it. They act like money ain't everything.
You better upplay it.
Money's I don't waste waste time I'm putting money down.
Still going with the money down.
I just go straight to who got it and buy it in cash. Cause he's so good that you gotta come see me on tour and you gotta fly your first class. I hate that line.
That's great pussy.
I hate that rhyme.
Amazing.
I hate the expectation that he's put.
Splash.
don't ever screenshot this bar and send it to my phone. Get it, coach. Good or great?
Yo.
36B.
Not the middle seat.
That's the utmost disrespect.
Oh, my God.
Yo, you petite.
Pussy trash, yo.
It could be great. That's how 36B. I get that.
Oh, shit. 36B.
Yo, you're petite. You're fine. The craziest shit about this is that the beat is so unorthodox.
It's also sparse, too.
And the way that he approached it is unorthodox.
Yo, crazy, right?
I was like, how did he find this pocket?
He's drilling that shit.
Because he found a stupid pocket.
He's drilling that
shit. And decided to say really, really amazing words in that pocket.
Hard hat on.
Yeah.
And relentless, too.
Timberland.
He don't let up.
The steel toe.
He don't let up.
Not actual Timberlands. The shit you really got to.
He don't let up.
You got to be safe.
You got to unplug that shit with the stock.
You got to be safe. You got to have a partner.
Right.
Yeah, this record though is,
yeah,
did
you give it?
I gave it an 8.5.
Same.
Yeah, I gave it an 8.5. Mm-hmm. Man, this is a tough ass record. Drake was like, "Nah, I'm gonna say everything and take some of that beat off the beat.
Take some beat off.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Serena, I want to take a little trip, man, from the 305 to my city.
I love Miami.
I love Miami.
I love Miami.
Oh, oh, oh. I did it. Detail again.
Detail. It's detail, of course, right?
Detail yeah. again. I heard this it's original a, version.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the difference?
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it?
I heard this original record, though. Okay. Talk to me
off,
about...
We got
to
talk about this off, yeah. We're going to start. I mean, this is it's this song sounds more interlude than really a song.
True.
Right, but it's super vibey.
It's a, literally...
Super vibey.
Literally the first two words I have after this song.
Literally, yeah, yeah.
It's super vibey it's super song. Vibey.
It's a whole... It's definitely a vibe. Again, definitely gives more interlude. Yeah, it's not a lot to it. He pimping heavy on his record.
He pimping heavy. It's a fun record,
it's a
too.
Fun record, bro. Like, yo, come
I'm
on.
I'm in a strip club with him. I see it all.
Bro, the pinky ring is northern.
I see, you know what I'm saying? The pinky ring.
Yo, listen. The pinky ring is northern.
Up here,
it's
man.
Up all the way up, bro.
And so is she, man. Breathe. She at the top of that pole.
Bro, tell your best friend to get her paperwork right.
Tell your best friend, girl, get your paperwork right.
Son! Yo, what? That's different pimping, son.
Yo, this is how you know Drake has a vast experience with women and conversations and moment. Like, there's
and,
no
and the you, real niggas know.
You can't imaginate this shit, bro.
Nah, bro.
He talking in detail.
Tell your best friend because I'm flying both of y'all
that's
out.
That's your roommate, yo.
I'm flying both of y'all out,
and you're good. But she's coming, too.
She's coming also.
She don't have a passport, though.
Somebody have to keep you busy while I work.
Tell your best friend, girl, get a paperwork right. You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't never fly a best friend out, bro.
36 I B, never, A and B.
Best friend? You know what B is for? You know what 36 the B?
Bestie. Bestie.
Also, these are international flights, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's not. This ain't South Beach.
This is 305 to his city. They're going to Toronto.
He did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this record. So this is, so remember funny. Earlier in the conversation where I said one of my favorite records I didn't rate very high? I love this record.
I love this record too.
But I didn't rate it really high.
You can't really rate the song high.
Thank you, bro. It's not anything there.
I still want to party to
but
this
I
record.
But I love this record.
Yeah, I still want
to
vibe to this
record.
I
play this record often. Yeah. And when I go to Miami, it's what I use on my Insta story.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Hilarious. I did. As you at the top of the ceiling. Yeah, I love this record.
Girl, don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it.
Come on, man.
He remind me of Dom Kennedy.
Yeah. Those pockets, joint. Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good.
Love example. Dom, by the way.
Love Dom.
He made
love
some
Dom.
Really great love records.
Dom. Cool nigga. I would be Dom's friend.
I would hang out with Dom. For sure. It's not a lot here. Let me see. Let me just read down what I got. Super Vibe song. Yep. Primarily, this is talking directly to the strippers. It's not very lyrical. The chorus isn't groundbreaking, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes are 10,000% there.
110%.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about this record. It's still one of my favorites on the album. But by criteria standard, the things that we need it to deliver, it doesn't. But it feels Paul's. It feels great.
It should have been an interlude, honestly.
Yeah, it's a long interlude.
It's a long ass interlude.
It's a long interlude. I fuck with it, man. I gave it an 8.
How much time we spending on this interlude?
I gave it an 8. I'm ready to move Same. On. Same. Too Much.
Too Much.
Featuring Sampa.
Yeah. Girl.
Done saying I'm done playing.
1 to 10, how big of a Sampa fan are you?
So, in all honesty and transparency, love when I hear Sampa on stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never done the dive into his own catalog of music. But anything I hear him on, this salon, like he fucks with all the people I love. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had the moment to really go into his catalog and shit. Even when he was doing the show not too long ago out here. And Tay was like, yo, we should go. And I was like, we should, because I really need the experience and shit. And
I heard he's good live, yeah.
Yeah, and so with that said, I'm not a big fan of his work, but the things I've heard him on, I've loved everything.
Yeah, I mean, I do love the stuff that he's on. I love the way people use him. I don't know if I could take him for a whole album.
Okay.
I put him in that, like that Weeknd vibe. Like, they sing the same way all the time. Like, you know, he gives you like that, you know, I just stubbed my toe soul shit that he know he does.
Wait, what? Let me ask you, since you bring up The Weeknd, House of Balloons.
But no, that's a moment.
That's a moment?
That's a moment.
Okay.
Doing a lot of drugs. But yes, it was a moment. Okay. I was outside.
Just curious. So is it attached to your life? Like,
I don't like The Weeknd.
Let's talk musically.
I don't like The Weeknd.
Let's talk musically, House of Balloons. Yeah. Are you a fan of that project?
I am.
You are? Okay.
I am. All right. And I realized it's all he did.
Okay.
And then he did the pop shit. He was just doing that on the pop level. And I was like, oh, the music's not as wavy, but you're still singing the same way. You have the same fucking note.
I'm not the biggest Weeknd fan, yo.
He's not a good singer, man. I don't know how he got away with it, but
he's got some dope joints.
He does. He got some dope records.
But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Sampha. All right, go.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I put him in the same vein as like a Weeknd. They do the same thing. Like, okay. There's not a lot of deviation.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to get, you know, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and then get Lady of My Life. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get that disparity is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, the range in vocals. But I really like this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it slows down. You know how we said we didn't like the way he yanked us out of the zone with Janae?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that with this song. It's different modes, but they speed it up, of course, and then Dre starts rapping. Mm-hmm. But I like that pace, though. For some reason, like, I can't tell you... Maybe I'm not sophisticated enough to tell you why that
works
here and not on that song, but like it really works here. I think this is a really good mesh of all these elements. Drake is also rapping his ass off, right?
He's going crazy.
I mean, we've said this
before. Yeah.
He's going nuts.
We got all types of subject matter. He gets
transparency,
personal,
breaking his family.
Bring his family into it.
And that's another thing too, right? It's like to be that transparent. Tori, we've talked about a number of artists. We understand why they're good. Certain artists, it's like we talk about flow and lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some artists who write really well, right? But the flow isn't always appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have artists like we talk about like a Raekwon, a Busta. Mm-hmm. They give you those superb flows, but there's not like a lot of super lyricism in here.
Well, you can't follow along lyrically. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Because Raekwon is super lyrical, but just not always.
Right. Just like what?
Yeah.
Like, right.
But Busta, he has a lot of filler sometimes with a crazy flow.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown verse. Look
at Chris Brown is a whole lot of nada.
You know what? A whole lot of nada. Right. So I'm saying like for Drake to be this transparent, and like usually when you have those songs, like it's like when Dre did the last song on Stank On Ya, when he did the whole story about that, right? And it's like, yo, to tell a story and still rhyme and pocket in those rhythms and different flows, like to do the technical thing and give the substance really, really difficult to do.
It's a very rare relationship. A lot of artists can't do that. They don't do both.
A lot of artists can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the special ones.
And he did that here, man, to like talk about his uncle.
He's special.
To inspiring and wanting his mother to like, I mean, that's crazy to be mature level, whatever, to talk about your elders at that. And then just stop and break it down, and then you got Sampha at the piano.
Just at the piano.
Oh man, yeah. good song, man.
It's special. It's special. It's a special moment. It's a highlight late in the album. I definitely like the placing of this record.
I do. Yeah.
If it was just gonna be the verse portion of the record, it should have been higher. But because the sample part slows it down and breaks it down, and what Drake is talking about, and the fact that it all works together, it's really actually perfectly placed late in the album. I mean, I got Drake comes in shooting for the moon, then he goes back to this sparse production and airy chorus. It sounds great. Second verse, he gets personal, and then once he gets to this family talk, and you know, I love how he ties it all together, talking about his cousins, talking about his dad, talking about his time, and like just all that shit, man. It's dope. I actually rated this record really high.
Oh, really high.
Gave it a 9.
Ooh, okay. 8.5.
8.5? Yeah, I gave it a 9. It's a strong record. Okay. And again,
a strong record.
Coming so late in the album and being able to do what it does in the album, right. I think is a testament to like great sequencing. All right, so we talked about Paris Morton a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Backed on the back of this Pound Cake record. Mm. I mean,
two songs in one?
Downfall.
Downfall?
Downfall.
Talk to me.
Drake comes in firing on this record, right? I love it. I love the beat. Mm-hmm. I love the fake Timbo scratch. Right? I love what the beat is doing. Mm-hmm. I love Drake coming, talking crazy. Hov gets two verses off. Mm-hmm. His second verse is the one that takes the cake, no pun intended. If Drake came back with another verse and closed this record out this way, they had a potential classic on their hands.
You think so?
Yes. Oh. They ruined this record by going into that record and attaching it to.
Wow. I completely disagree with you.
Okay.
The second half is my favorite part.
Over the pound cake?
Absolutely. The beats. You like the first beat? You like the pound cake beat more than the Paris Morton beat?
I like both of these records individually.
Separately.
I think that the meshing of the two ruins it.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I mean, I just
don't I could think, I, don't think I could appreciate
nah, I don't feel like it ruined. I just don't, I didn't think it was necessary. I
appreciate Paris Morton on its own and yo, and pound that shit cake.
Is crazy.
Drake was supposed to Hov got two records, two verses on your joint. Drake was supposed to come back and close that record out and let it be done. Because he came in crazy, and I think he wins the battle initially, but then when Hov come to that second part of his verse.
What? I thought Hov was really lazy on this joint, man.
I think because he had two verses, he was able to at least balance it out.
Which one was your favorite verse?
Because he had two. I didn't love the first part. I think he redeemed himself with the second half. Cake, 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 cake. And then I got a pound cake. And then it's carrot cake.
It's upside down. Cake.
That. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I thought he played with that enough
worldwide,
to.
Worldwide West and Worldwide Mess is so lazy, man. Hey, I thought it was lazy, man. And the funny thing is, like, I love this song. And I'm now revisiting it later and have to, like, really analyze it. I'm like, wait a minute. Hov's kind of lazy on this shit.
I mean, Drake
I'm looking for you're right. Drake
definitely did what he did.
I'm looking for the bars in Jay's verse, and I'm like, I don't see it. Like
he said, the contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear, this guy Michael Rapino is just boosting my ego. He's the CEO of Live Nation. Right? Yeah. The guy who books all this, I swear he's just boosting my ego. Like
I learned who that was through this song.
You had to do the Google because you knew it was somebody. You knew it made sense. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Growing debates about who they think is the best now. Took a while to get the jokers out the deck now. Man. I'm holding all the cards. Niggas want to play chess now. I'm holding all the cards, literally, figuratively. And niggas want to play. Oh, you want to change the whole
game? You want to change the game? We don't want to play this anymore. We want to play this anymore.
Yo, when you said the new iPhone come out?
Hold my phone.
Yo, man.
Hold my phone.
Yeah, Jay-Z has nothing like that on there.
Nothing.
But because Jay got two verses, I think he kind of redeems himself a little bit. But I think if Drake would have came back with another verse and closed it out, that shit would have been flawless.
That Paris Morton beat, though, man.
It's tough.
With them fucking keys.
It's tough.
Cocaine.
It's tough. I just don't like them two together. I do not. I think earlier in the album I said that meshing of beats and songs was going to come back to Paul's bite in the ass. This is the record I was referring to. And this is just obviously Torre's take, in my opinion. I would love to hear what the people say, but I would have liked both of these records better had they existed on their own, and especially if Drake came back and finished off on the pound cake joint.
Only thing I can add to that is that I would love if, yes, they would both be better songs if they were separate. Because I would love a second verse to Paris Morton.
For sure.
I think he murked that shit. I actually think, even with him, as much shit as he was talking on Language, I feel like this was like the most...
More shit.
He's not even talking shit. He's like, it's like that. It's not. It's just honesty. He's not even talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, what the fuck I expect me? Like, yo, you want me to like bow down to dude? You want me to like dress? Yeah, I do want you to dress different, actually. But, aside from the dressing part, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said it. Like, y'all forget I be studying these niggas. And now I'm doing it better than these niggas. Like, he's saying, I'm like, yo, like, fucking facts. Like,
accurate.
He ain't talking shit. He's talking the facts. Yeah,
this will really happen.
I'm a student, and I'm beating the teachers. Look at me now, 10 years later.
Quick pause. Have we ever seen that? Have we ever seen the new guy come in that looks up to the guys, stays around long enough to become one of the guys, becomes their peer, ends up, you know, friendly competition kind of warring with the guys and has the wherewithal to talk about it?
Kendrick?
I think Kendrick, but...
Because he was a little homie to a lot of people. You know, he came up under... Dre and Aftermath and Snoop, you know what I mean?
But he never, like, you know, he's never gotten to that point where him and Snoop have, you know what I'm saying? There's been no rift. There's been no frenemy shit. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. Drake is the only one I believe that has that story to tell. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think. Damn.
that has that story to tell. What are we giving this record?
I gave this record a 8.5.
I gave it 9.
9?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You like it more than me.
Yeah. I do. I just
you like Jay's verses.
Yeah. But Drake's far superior on this record. Not even close. So technically, that's the end of the album. I think that's the Lil' Kid album cover. The deluxe is the Drake adult male album cover.
Which, ironically, is the artwork of Kadir Nelson. Kadir Nelson, I mean, phenomenal painter. But Kadir is where I got the name from my lead character in Story X.
Ah, see how it all came together.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look at that. Yeah, man.
Fire. What's your overall thoughts on this album?
This album gets a solid 9 for me.
Solid 9?
Overall 9. Yeah. It's a really, really, really good body of work. Again, it's still my favorite Drake album.
It is your favorite Drake album.
It's my favorite. Okay. It's my favorite Drake album. Yeah. And I mean,
you said this in Views.
Yeah, because Views is just way too fat.
Yeah,
it got way too much fat.
Way too many songs.
But I mean, just the songs that are on it. I mean, Drake just is the best in hip hop, not in rap. Drake is the best songwriter. He makes the best songs. I mean, and because he's so diverse, right? Like, I was just randomly, like, of course, you know, going through this album, you know, I could go through a lot of other Drake joints. Mm-hmm. Check him out. Like, a random song like Blem. Blem is phenomenal.
Blem is tough.
Phenomenal Blem record.
Yo, and Blem is one of those records that could just get lost in the shuffle.
Easily.
Because he has so many. Because
I forgot about Blem, and I'm like, yo, this is phenomenal writing. Like, I'm like, I'm analyzing Drake songs, and I'm like, yo, the structure is crazy. Like, the bounce on it, the writing on it, like the hook, he didn't do that. Oh, the verse is this, but he came back and did this on the hook, and I'm like, yo, that's not even fucking, like, this is African shit. It's not West even Caribbean.
Top 20 Drake talked about
not
songs.
Probably not top 30
yeah. Talking about Drake song.
But like, it's that fucking good. I mean, Controller, like all of these fucking records, I'm like, this motherfucker. And the title track for Views.
Oh, Views is crazy.
Dumb.
Yeah, Views is crazy.
Dumb.
Here's a controversial take. If you're reading this too late, the bag he was in, obviously that's where the allegations and the shit comes out. But the bag he was in on that tape was crazy. He was in a crazy bag on that tape, bro. Yo.
He's in his own. That's 0 to 100?
No.
That's not?
That's
the Future album.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got enemies, got a lot of
energy. Yeah.
Jungle was on there.
Jungle.
Like, Jungle.
Jungle.
We might have to play it.
Jungle. Yes, play. Let's play Jungle.
Listen, man. Hard to Earn. You know what we do. Your favorite podcast. Your favorite albums. We go through them top to bottom. For song, line for line, ball for ball. Like, share, subscribe. Pull up to a live. Woo. We got some great things happening to close out this year.
Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, man. We want to see y'all. See us. See y'all.
I appreciate the evolution of Aubrey Drake Graham.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I like what he adds to this game. You know, I'm not
necessary. Very necessary artist.
Absolutely. Essential. I don't play the whole, you know, number one best, blah, blah, blah. You know, I do feel like, you know, him, Kendrick, you know, even Cole, these guys are on like that Mount Rushmore.
For sure.
But you know, but as you know, there's different levels to this, right? Like, there's like the Coles, the Kendricks, right? And the Coles, right? And then there's also like our other pocket that we our other shrine, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Royces and the Black Thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, appreciate him for what he does, man. What he does, a lot of people can't do, doesn't do. That makes him singular. So, I'm like, before we sort of like comparing him, his greatness, just understand he is great.
I only get annoyed in that the purists won't give it up to Drake. That's it, man. Thank you for tapping in. We will be back. Hard to Earn, little bitch.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.